In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I always feel on Ascension that we should have another saying. You know, we have Christ is risen for Pascha. We have Christ is born for Nativity, and we answer those two things. It seems to me that we should have something we say for such an incredible feast where our humanity is made capable of being in the heavens with God, because that's what Ascension is. God took on our humanity, and then he took our humanity and brought it up to heaven. So this is makes our humanity capable, our human stuff, that is totally unlike God, and not eternal in any way, able to be with God and eternal. That's what Ascension is teaching us. That's what Ascension is telling us, and what Ascension is doing for us. So it's both a prophecy and a healing on this day. That's the most important aspect of Ascension. God has gone up in jubilation, the Lord with the voice of the trumpet. And we should be jubilant because we can go up now, because he paved the way for us. There are two other important things about Ascension that we should know. You should know these as easily as you know your Social Security number. And another thing is that God promised, our Lord Jesus Christ promised, that he would send the Holy Spirit to us after he was not with them. And if he did not go away, the Holy Spirit would not come. But after he would go away, he would send the Holy Spirit to them. So from the period of the Ascension, when he went away, till Pentecost, the disciples were waiting for the Holy Spirit. They didn't know the Holy Spirit would come on Pentecost. Although in retrospect, they probably said, and makes sense, since the giving of the law was on Pentecost, the first Pentecost, that's commemorated by the Jews, and the fulfillment of the law is possible because of the Holy Spirit being given to us. So it makes sense, it's very symmetrical, that the Lord would rise on the day after Pascha, so he would be our Pascha, our Passover, our resurrection, and that he would allow us the capability, give us the capability of fulfillment of the law and perfection on Pentecost, when the law had been given to the Jews. And so there is that the Lord promised that the Holy Spirit would come after he left, and also that the Ascension teaches us, shows us that we indeed have the capability now of being with him in heaven. And then there is another very important thing. The Ascension points to the end. It points to the last day, the day of judgment. And I want to read the selection that tells us that and comment on it a little bit, because every time I read it, I think this is a call to arms. This is a wake-up call for us. How are we acting? Are we living like Christians or not? So, the best account of the Ascension is in the Acts. Sort of the Acts is basically a continuation of Luke's gospel, more or less. So it almost could have been the gospel of Luke. And it's mostly occurring after, it's all occurring after the resurrection. So, the Lord says to them, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the earth." So he's giving them teaching just before he's leaving. "And when he had spoken these things, behold, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel." That's scripture code for angels. "Which said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." So the angel tells them, or the angels tell them, that the Lord will return in the same way. And we believe this and know this to be true. The Lord ascended on the Mount of Olives in a cloud up into the heavens. He will descend on a cloud with the angelic hosts, with all of the saints, and according to St. Paul, the dead will arise first to meet him in the air, and then the living, those that are still living at that time, will arise to join them, and we will all be in Christ. And the judgment will occur, and the judgment will be in an instant, because we will know what God knows. And we will be with him or not with him, depending on how we lived. But it would be a glorious time for those who have loved the Lord and struggled to serve him. As I've told you many times, I don't care how good you do. I care that you struggle. God cares that you struggle. That's what matters. Struggle. You have sins, confess them, work against them. Pray, fast. Struggle to be kind to others. And then when this moment comes, we will be with the Lord. But the angel is saying, why are you staring into heaven? Because they must have been probably standing with their mouths open, looking up, like we might at some sort of air show or a balloon or something. They were just standing there looking up. But there was work to be done. Because the Lord has now made everything possible. And in their case, it would happen in 10 more days. But for us, it has happened that the Holy Spirit is given. Our flesh is changed by baptism. Everything is made ready. Now, no staring in heaven. No standing around. Let's do the work of being a Christian. So I think that the ascension is a call to arms. Is a time when we should say, we have everything we need. What are we lacking? Nothing. So let's be Christians now. Let's live as Christians. There's really nothing more exciting than living as a Christian. The world thinks excitement is in entertainments and in things that they want to procure, in their feelings, in their ego and such things. But really, it is exciting to have the God of heaven living within us. And for us to become a little better every day and to be prepared to be with the Lord. I hope that your heart feels this excitement. It's not the kind of excitement you get if you're on a roller coaster. Not that kind of excitement. But the kind of feeling that there is something happening in your soul and it's permanent. It's not temporary like things in the world. It's permanent. That excitement you should feel. And I think the angel is pointing to that when he's saying, stop staring into heaven, go tell the brethren, and now you've got work to do. So do we. Everything's possible now because of ascension and the giving of the Holy Spirit. The resurrection, the ascension, the giving of the Holy Spirit, they are all together one. They all are necessary for us to be able to be fully man, fully human. And the first fully human person ascended into heaven ahead of us to make it possible for us to ascend. So, this should be something that helps you to decide when things are tough, when there's temptations, when you feel like being angry, when you feel like judging, when you feel like being lazy, when you feel like doing something that's not so smart, that you remember that the angel said to the men and to you, why are you staring into heaven? You've got things to do now. But we have the tools to do it. Everything's possible now. This is part of the fundamental teaching of the ascension, is this idea that if all these things have happened, then it is time for us to now act like Christians, to live the Christian life, to live the exciting life, the fulfilled life, the life of happiness, the life of healing. It's all possible now. So brothers and sisters, let's heed the call of the angels as if they are speaking directly to us. Because I tell you, they are speaking directly to us. Don't just stare into heaven. Don't just celebrate the feast. But make yourself worthy of the feast by changing, by living as a Christian. May God help us to do this. Amen.